Airlines which allow people on board without a passport or a valid visa will face higher fines. The Justice Minister says she will bring proposals to her cabinet colleagues this week. We're joined by our political reporter, Mary Regan. Mary, is this primarily about people claiming international protection?
Yeah, this was an issue that emerged last year when around 3,200 people arrived at airports without valid travel documentation, and almost all of those were people who were applying for international protection. So the government sort of started a dialogue with airlines around this, and also a big increase in the fines for airlines for passengers arriving here without documentation. So I think there were around just under 1,918 such carrier liability fines last year. So that amounted to around 1.5 million last year. We're seeing similar trends this year. And now the government plans to increase those fines. So now the maximum fine is up to €5,000 per passenger, and or now the fine is €3,000, and they're increasing that to up to €5,000 per passenger. So this is all part of what Simon Harris has been talking about, the pressures coming on accommodation from international protection applicants. He is saying that he wants to shift the focus from just accommodation concerns to point of entry concerns and other measures.
And do we know what happened to those 3,000 plus people who arrived without documentation? Because Article 31 of the Refugee Convention states that someone seeking protection must still have their applications processed, even if they have entered illegally.
Yeah, well, there have been fairly low levels of, let's say, prosecution for people entering without documentation. But up to this point of the year so far, there have been 100 such prosecutions. The Department of Justice provided me with those figures yesterday. Now, there is, you know, that would be under legislation, but there's obviously those people are also still allowed, are entitled to apply for international protection. And concerns have been raised previously by the Irish Council for Civil Liberties and others that this sort of crackdown, if you like, this new plan that's in place where they're carrying out such doorstep operations, that's placing officers on the, you know, on the steps of planes, checking documentations and people disembark. Concerns have been raised by those groups, you know, representing the interests of migrants, that this might be acting as a deterrent, or it could in fact act as a deterrent for people applying for international protection, which in fact is their right.
Yeah, and those working with asylum seekers say that there are several very valid reasons why someone wouldn't produce a document, including it not being safe or possible for them to obtain a document when they're fleeing their country or they've been trafficked. Are those reasons not accepted by government?
Well, yeah, that point has been made, and they point to various countries where, you know, maybe passports are not being issued because of, you know, conflicts going on in those particular circumstances. So these arrests of, I think it's 96 people so far this year, would have, you know, gone to court for prosecution. So, you know, considerations will be taken into account in those circumstances. But as it stands, the airlines can be fined for not ensuring people have proper documentation on board, and indeed for people disembarking the planes without that documentation.
Okay, Mary, thank you very much. Mary Regan, our political reporter.